Charlie Brennan, voice of St. Louis. Thanks for joining us. It's Tuesday morning, and every Tuesday at this time, we feature another St. Louis startup. And today, we welcome Blake Margraf, who is 23 years old, and now he has his second startup. Last time we talked to him, he was talking about Betaversity, which has pod space for mostly academic use. Now his second company is called eFarmix, and he's been touting that, I think, recently at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin. Right, Blake?
Exactly right.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a native of the San Francisco Bay Area who's now in St. Louis. So how often does that happen? So, Blake, tell us about eFarmix.
eFarmix, the concept is extremely simple. It's evidence-based digital healthcare. In fact, the evidence-based digital healthcare company. We help physicians stay in touch with their patients automatically with tools that just ask patients the right questions at the right times.
So help me out here. Let's say I go to my doctor because I got a pain in my hip. How may I he use eFarmix?
Absolutely. Well, let's say that you're a patient with heart failure, right? One of the toughest conditions, and it's actually a long-term chronic condition. The doctor would prescribe, quote unquote, eFarmix to you as a patient, and then you'd receive simple questions via phone call or even via text message asking you a couple of questions about your disease, like how much do you weigh, or hey, do your legs feel swollen today? And if something goes wrong, then the physician or the nurse can get in touch with you and make sure that you're okay. And if everything's going fine, then from the doctor's perspective, you're the best patient ever.
So this eFarmix will notify my medical provider in case one of the red flags appears.
Precisely right.
I see. And would I then like type in my answers to eFarmix on a daily or weekly basis, something like that?
Yep. And our smart algorithms determine exactly how frequently to ask you. That's part of the secret sauce. Also part of our secret sauce is how we research and develop our products. Because as you can imagine, technology doesn't always work. So when eFarmix builds new products, we push those products through randomized controlled trials, really the gold standard of clinical research, to prove that they actually affect patient outcomes. In other words, we prove that our technology actually helps keep patients healthy.
Are any doctors in the United States currently using eFarmix?
Yes. In fact, I think we're now pushing 150 physicians across the country at 10 major universities and other clinics and in hospital systems, some in St. Louis.
Fantastic. Good for you. By the way, how is your pod business, Betaversity, doing?
Betaversity is thriving. In addition to dozens of universities, the company has started adding Fortune 500s to the roster of clients. Betaversity continues to help employees and engineers alike learn by doing.
So you're kind of like Jack Dorsey, two corporations.
Oh, gosh, no. One is certainly all I can handle, and that's eFarmix.
Okay, so you're no longer with Betaversity.
Correct, yep. Yeah,
okay, very good. Good for you. Did you sell out?
Oh, gosh, no. If anything, I'm now able to provide more introductions to the team that's running the company.
Are you still based in St. Louis?
I'm based totally in St. Louis. In fact, the team for eFarmix was going back and forth as to whether we would need to go to the Bay Area. And I'm proud to say that we successfully raised a round of funding right here in St. Louis and decided to hire. And we're hiring now, looking for a sales manager and an account manager.
So these would be people who would contact doctors and encourage them to use eFarmix.
Exactly right.
Whether it be doctors or health systems or hospitals or...
So we're starting with physician groups and health systems. And our product is unique because healthcare is shifting from a fee-for-service-based ecosystem where providers get paid for doing something to a fee-for-value-based process where providers make money when they provide good care. And eFarmix helps them do that more efficiently.
Very efficiently because the computer kind of asks the questions while the doctor does something else.
That's it. We find, in fact, you'll love this, one out of 200 messages sent by eFarmix leads to some kind of alert. And the rest of the time, it's just a computer and computers never get tired.
So you guys did decide to stay in St. Louis as opposed to moving to the Bay Area.
As opposed to moving back to San Francisco, right.
And you're looking for someone to be a salesperson. How does somebody contact you?
Well, head to eFarmix.com. We have a request page you can fill in right there, and I'd love to chat and hop on the phone.
So do you sleep at night?
I try and put in a few hours now and then.
When did you graduate from Wash U?
Graduated from Washington University this past May, so coming up on a year ago.
So less than a year out of college, he's got two companies. He's quite amazing. He's Blake Margraf, the 131st in our series on the growing innovative entrepreneurial startup movement here in St. Louis. Really impressive, Blake. Keep us up to date on all your comings and goings and progress, and I hope you find that sales rep. For joining us today and coming down to the studio, we always say, what are you, nuts? Well, that's what we'll give you. Created by another St. Louis entrepreneur, Howie Scherr. It's a crazy good cluster of almonds, cashews, and pepitas. We hope you enjoy it in good health.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, Charlie Brennan on the Voice of St. Louis. That's it for today's program.